Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to blend a dark, atmospheric field recording with a lead vocal in Ableton Live 12 to get that late 90s drum and bass vibe. Think pendulum style weight and shadow behind a clear, present vocal. This is a beginner-friendly walkthrough using only Ableton stock devices. Follow along with your session setup and I'll talk you through each step. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple two-track starter session. One audio track holding your pendulum field recording texture and one with a dry vocal take. You'll create a texture FX chain, EQ 8, saturator, redux, grain delay, auto filter, and two return effects with hybrid reverb and echo. You'll also set up a vocal chain with EQ, light compression, optional glue compressor and essing, plus a sidechain setup so the texture ducks under the vocal. Finally, you'll automate sends and filter movement to sculpt a dark, vintage feeling that supports the vocal without masking it. Opening instruction. Required phrase: we will blend a pendulum field recording texture in Ableton Live 12 for 90s inspired darkness using only stock devices. Prerequisites: make sure you have an Ableton Live 12 project open, with a field recording named pendulumfield.wav and a vocal take labeled vocaldry.wav. Set your project tempo to your track tempo. Around 174 BPM is a good starting point for drum and bass. Step A. Session setup. Start by creating two audio tracks. Name track 1 texture, pendulum field, and track 2 vocal, lead. Drag pendulumfield.wav to the texture track and vocaldry.wav to the vocal track. Keep levels conservative. Aim for peaks around -6 to -10 dBFS so your saturator and compressors behave predictably. Step B. Warp and tune the texture on the texture track. Enable warp. Choose complex or complex pro mode for whole file textures. Complex Pro if it's available. To get darker tonality, transpose the clip down between -6 and -12 semitones. Try -7 or -8 to start. If needed, nudge to tune by a few cents to fine-tune. Trim the clip to the most useful section and, if you want a repeating bed, loop a subtle region. Step C. Basic tonal shaping. Place EQ 8 first in the chain. High pass gently at 25 to 40 Hz to clear sub rumble. Add a gentle boost of 2 to 3 dB somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz for warmth. Roll off the top with a high shelf cut of 4 to 8 dB above about 6-8 kHz to darken the texture. Sweep a narrow band to find and remove any honky resonances with a 3 to 6 dB cut. Step D. Add grit and lo-fi character next. Add saturator after the EQ. Dial drive to around 3 to 6 dB, and use soft clip or analog clip mode. Set dry slash wet around 35 to 50% so it colors the sound, without getting crunchy. After saturator, add redux. Try reducing bit depth to around 12 to 16 bits and apply a modest downsample. The goal is subtle age and grit. Keep redux dry slash wet around 20 to 30%. Step E. Create movement with delay and granular insert grain delay next. You can sync it or leave it free. Try sync to 1/16 for a rhythmic shimmer. Keep spray and size small to medium. Size between about 20 and 60 milliseconds prevents clouding the vocal. Pitch the grain slightly. For mood, try -7 semitones, or experiment with a small positive value. Keep dry slash wet low, around 15 to 30%, and feedback low, around 10 to 20%. Use the grain delays filters or put an EQ after it. High cut everything below 400 Hz and low cut the highs around 4-5 kHz to keep the effect dark and open in the midrange. Step F. Slow moving filter. Add auto filter at the end of the chain. Use a low pass 12 dB slope and set cutoff between about 2.5 and 4 kHz to keep highs rolled off. LFO rate should be slow. Sync to 1/4 bar or a free rate between 0.1 and 0.5 Hz, with a small depth so the texture breathes. A small positive envelope amount can make the texture open slightly on louder hits. Step G. Return tracks for reverb and delay. Create two return tracks. R is set to hybrid reverb and RB set to echo. On hybrid reverb, set per delay to about 10 to 20 milliseconds, decay around 1.2 to 2.0 seconds, and damp or low pass the reverb, so frequencies above 4 to 6 kHz are reduced. Keep the return level low. Send about 8 to 15% from the texture. On echo, set it to ping palm off, feedback 20 to 30%, and high cut the repeats around 3 to 4 kHz to keep them dark. Put dry slash wet at 100% on the return and send 5 to 10% from the texture for a rhythmic smear. Step H. Ducking the texture with sidechain. Now make room for the vocal by ducking the texture. Add a compressor on the texture track after all processing, or place it on the group output if you prefer. Enable side chain and select the vocal track as the input. Start with a ratio between 3 and 6 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release between 80 and 150 milliseconds. Set the threshold so the texture ducks noticeably whenever the vocal is present, enough to keep the vocal clear but still let the texture breathe between phrases. Step I. Vocal processing on the vocal track. Insert EQ 8 and high pass at 90 to 120 Hz. Add a presence boost of around 2 to 3 dB at 3 to 5 kHz. Tame any harshness with a narrow cut around 6 to 8 kHz if needed. Add a light compressor with a ratio of 2 to 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 10 milliseconds. Release 50 to 100 milliseconds, aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Optionally, add glue compressor for bus glue and a subtle de-esser. Use multiband dynamics or a narrow EQ sweep to control sibilance. Send the vocal to the same reverb and delay returns, but more conservatively, send 6 to 12% to hybrid reverb with a slightly shorter decay than the texture, and 4 to 8% to echo. Keep the returns low past so repeats and tails stay dark. Step J. Stereo width and final glue to separate the texture from the centered vocal. Use utility on the texture and widen slightly, 110 to 130%, but check for phase issues. If you want extra cohesion, group both tracks into a bus and add a light glue compressor for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Use a final EQ on the bus to taste. Step K, automation and arrangement. Automate sends add auto filter cutoff to create movement. For verses, reduce texture sends slightly and keep the filter cutoff lower. In pre-chorus or chorus, open the auto filter and raise the reverb send for a big dark pad moment. Small musical automation makes the texture feel alive without overwhelming the vocal. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate or overbit crush the texture. Too much makes it indistinct and masks the vocal. Clear the low mid space. Field recordings often sit in 200-600 Hz, and you should leave room for the vocal and bass. Keep reverb dark and at low level so it doesn't draw attention. Avoid overly aggressive ducking. Too fast a release or too low a threshold makes the texture pump unnaturally. Use complex/complex pro warp modes for whole file textures to avoid glitchy artifacts. Finally, check mono to avoid phase cancellation from excessive widening. Pro tips: quick practical notes if you want to print variations. Resample the processed texture and import it into simpler for creative pitch or slicing. Always EQ the returns. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz and low pass around 4 to 6 kHz. Try a short reverse tail effect before vocal phrases for a classic 90s SFX. For extra character, a narrow mid bump around 400 Hz plus a gentle sweeping notch can simulate analog movement. Use sidechain compression on the texture rather than pushing the vocal louder. That preserves vocal tone. Mini practice, 20 to 30 minutes quick exercise. Load a field recording and vocal. Warp the field recording complex pro, transpose minus 8 semitones. Add EQ 8 with HP at 30 Hz, plus 2.5 dB at 300 Hz. Shelf minus 6 dB above 7 kHz. Add saturator dry 4 dB at 40% dry/wet. Redux 12 bits at 25%. Grain delay dry/wet 20% size 40 ms pitch minus 7 semitones feedback 12%. Add auto filter with slow LFO cutoff near 3 kHz. Create hybrid reverb decay 1.6 seconds, low pass around 4 kHz and echo high cut 3.5 kHz. Sidechain the texture compressor to the vocal at ratio 4 to 1. Attack 10 ms, release 120 ms and set threshold to hear natural ducking. EQ the vocal with HP 110 Hz and presence at 4 kHz with light compression. Check in mono and automate the auto filter to open in the chorus. Recap to recap, warp and pitch your field recording low. Shape frequency content to avoid masking, add subtle saturation and redux for grit, create movement with grain delay and auto filter, route to dark and reverb and delay returns, and use sidechain compression so the texture ducks for the vocal. Automate filter and send levels for dynamics, keep processing tasteful and always check in mono. That's how you get a moody, shadowy pendulum style backdrop that supports a clear vocal in a late 90s drum and bass context. Closing, treat the pendulum field recording like an instrument. Carve it space, add character, and give it movement so it supports the vocal without competing. Save your final chain as an audio effect rack with labeled macros for quick recall, and experiment by resampling variations. Take your time with automation and listening in different playback systems, and you'll have a dark, atmospheric texture that sits behind the vocal while keeping the words intelligible. That's it. Let's build it.